each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, Cusco. Coffee at KYUK, this is Grady, and I was really excited to check in with the Bethel Search and Rescue update. There's a summary here. With more normal cold temperatures for the past 10 days, Kuskokwim River conditions have been improving for safe holiday travel. They are, however, improving slower than expected due to the recent heavy snowfall that insulates the ice. Through a combination of traditional methods and new technology, Bethel Search and Rescue members have been monitoring ice thicknesses in the Bethel area. The increase in ice thickness is very slow. Tribal transportation departments and local search and rescue groups all along the river have been out in the cold, working hard to mark open water and trails. And a small Bethel search and rescue group did a river survey by snow machine on the 15th to look at all of this good work and assess the Kuskokwim River conditions further up beyond the current network of established trails. I read the full summary earlier, and we'll be airing it throughout the day, but I suggest people get over there to Cusco.net/BSAR. That's Cusco.net/BSAR for the full report. And of course, we'll post that on our Facebook as well. But some highlights are all known open water from Bethel to Akiak is marked. Open water 9 miles above Bethel is still open. Several of the marked open holes above Akiak are still open. And there is Akiak has marked the trail to Akiak. That's the search and rescue from Akiak. They've marked the trail to Akiak with tall willows and white reflectors. There's much more to that update and pictures as well. Keep in mind that there are still open water and safe travel is still something that you should file trip reports and take caution and be patient as well. Anyway, let's check in with KUC Corner because it's Monday.
Good day, KUC Corner listeners. This is the weekly radio show for the Kuskokwim campus, located here in Bethel, Alaska. Tune in to hear the latest about scholarship opportunities, events at the Cultural Center, course offerings, the KUC Recycling Program, and much more. The Kuskokwim campus will be closed for the Christmas holidays from Thursday, December 20th until Monday, January 7th. If you need to speak with an advisor or register for classes, please make sure you do so before the 20th. Otherwise, you will likely not be able to reach the person you are trying to get in touch with. There will be one more Saturday market before Christmas coming up this weekend on Saturday, December 22nd, running from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For the Saturday market on the 22nd for all your last-minute gifts, all vendors will be welcomed with free tables on this day, so pack up your wares, come down to sell your goods to the holiday shoppers. The KUC Recycling Committee will be available at this Saturday to collect your separated bags of recyclable tins and plastics. Please remember, we will only be collecting number one PET beverage bottles from soda, juice, and water. These bottles are with number one symbol on the bottom. If it has any other number, such as 2 or 3, we are not able to recycle that plastic at this time. However, caps on your plastic bottles are okay. Please make sure that your cans and bottles are empty of all liquids and that your plastic and tin items are separated from one another. If your items still have fluids inside them, we will not be able to take them. Another reminder, we are still only collecting recyclables at the Saturday markets. Please do not bring cans to the KUC campus at any other time. The 10th annual Best in the West Small Business Competition is open to applicants. If you are interested in filling out an application, please contact Renee Athanas at 543-4583 or by emailing rmathanas@alaska.edu. Interested applicants in Bethel can also stop by the Cultural Center and pick up an application in person. All applications for the competition are due by January 26th. There are also some announcements I'd like to share for the Bethel Public Library. The public library will be closed for the Christmas holiday starting at 5 p.m. on Saturday, December 22nd, and will reopen again on Wednesday, January 2nd. The library has Lego Club going on every Friday at 4 p.m. There is also story time and craft hour for kids on Saturdays at 3 p.m. In addition to these activities for kids, there are opportunities for adults as well. Adults congregate at the library every Saturday at noon for textile crafting, knitting, and crocheting. Following this, there is also adult coloring at 4:30 every Saturday.
We'll check in with John in just a few for more from KUC Corner. But first, let's get into some music with Bob Marley, Get Up, Stand Up.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that Peter is gold. After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you will look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Jump, jump.
Stand up for your rights.
Sick and tired of your ism, schism, game, dine and go to heaven in the Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand, Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the light.
What you
gonna stand up for,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You better
get up.
For those who are just joining us, you are tuned into KUC Corner, where I've just finished sharing announcements on upcoming events and the KUC Recycling Committee. And now I'm going to share some information for current and future students. The spring semester will be starting up next month, with classes starting on January 14th. Registration for classes is now open to all students, so if you need help with registration, please make an appointment with an advisor today. Speaking of registering for classes, if you are a student or a prospective student, there are many scholarships out there that you should think about applying to, and some of the deadlines are coming up soon. The AVCP scholarship application, which was originally due on December 1st, has been extended to December 30th. Lastly, the YDFDA scholarship deadline is on the 15th of December, the VFW Ladies Auxiliary deadline is on February 1st, and the BNC scholarship deadline is on February 15th. Take advantage of these scholarship opportunities because they can help pay for your school. In addition to each of these scholarships, the 2019-2020 FAFSA is now available online, and if you are a student who is planning on going to college or training next year, you will need to fill out the FAFSA. For more information on the FAFSA or any of the previously mentioned scholarships, please contact Dorothy Chase at 543-4563. If you are a current student who is receiving scholarship funding, please make sure you send your fall transcripts and spring class schedules to your scholarship agencies to ensure your funding for the spring semester. That's all for today, folks. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the KUC Corner. You can contact us by phone at 543-4500 or by calling toll-free at 1-800-478-5822. And don't forget to like our page on Facebook at Kuskokwim Campus UAF, Guyana.
Thanks, John. John, let's check in with Stevie Wonder and get into some higher ground. There have been more normal cold temperatures for the past 10 days, and Kuskokwim River conditions have been improving for safe holiday travel. Busy season coming up, but there are, however, these improvements are slower than expected due to the recent heavy snowfall that's insulating the ice. Through a combination of traditional methods and new technology, Bethel Search and Rescue members have been monitoring ice thicknesses in the Bethel area. The increase in ice thickness is very slow. Tribal transportation departments and local search and rescue groups all along the river have been out in the cold working hard to mark open water and trails. One small Bethel search and rescue group did a river survey by snow machine on the 15th to look at all of this good work and to assess the Kuskokwim River conditions further up beyond the current network of established trails. Here is a summary of what they observed. All known open water from Bethel to Akiak has been marked. Kuskokwak Slough was not observed, but Queethluk Search and Rescue has been doing some open water marking there. Open water 9 miles above Bethel is still open. Several of the marked open holes above Akiachak are still open. Akiak Search and Rescue has marked a trail to Akiachak. Markers are tall willows with white reflectors. There has been no open water marked between Akiak and Taluksak. There are now two main established trails to Taluksak. One is partially on the river, then portages into Makovic Slough and goes into Taluksak by the back door near the airport, and the other is the back trail or cross-country trail from Akiachak. You can check out the Bethel Search and Rescue notice by going to cusco.net/BSAR, or we'll be posting it on our Facebook as well. And you can see the maps of that trail that I just mentioned to Taluksak. Taluksak Search and Rescue has been marking open water at the mouth of the Taluksak River. Now, in the cold temperatures, all open water and overflow is actively steaming. In the vicinity of large open holes, there are large foggy areas. Above Taluksak to Kalskag, there are no established trail, only minor trails made by search and rescue groups who've been assessing river conditions. There are several major open water areas and numerous smaller holes. So, travel's getting better, but not, you know, it's not perfect. Ice isn't fully formed everywhere. Stay aware of open holes which have been marked. Keep in mind about filing trip reports, and thank you for all the fine work from those from Bethel Search and Rescue. Again, to find that Bethel Search and Rescue updates, you can always go to cusco.net/BSAR and get the most recent updates. And of course, we post them on Facebook when we receive them here at KYUK. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. The only thing left for me to say is don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.